Sure, I've got to ask you about packing the courts. This is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve. I'm not going to play his game.
No, they don't deserve to know. No, the voters don't deserve to know. Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. They call themselves liberals, but they're not. And now Led Zeppelin. A brief Led Zeppelin break. Fox News has been doing a funny thing since yesterday when Senator Ed Markey, the dim-witted Democrat, went and said crazy things in front of the Supreme Court. And he's standing at a podium in front of the Supreme Court on the steps of the Supreme Court. They brought their own podium and microphones and a what they call a mult box so all the networks can plug in and get clean audio. And there's Wadler, you know, the penguin, and all these crazy people, these crazy anti-American people trying to steal the Supreme Court. You know, it's honestly, if they say that two seats were stolen by the Republicans, then they really can't deny that they're trying to steal the whole Supreme Court, can't they?
The Republicans stole two seats on the Supreme Court, and now it is up to us to repair that damage.
Yeah, to steal four seats on the Supreme Court. They're very bitter, rancorous, irrational people. Not serious people, not adult people. They're a serious danger to civilization. But here's Markey standing in front of the very same Supreme Court in 2016 when Barack Obama wanted to put Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court to replace a Republican, by the way, not a Democrat, at the last minute before Election Day. And here's Markey in front of the same court with a podium and a big sign that they had made up and posted to the front of the podium with pound sign, "We need nine." We need nine, pound sign, we need nine, and write your own jokes. And yesterday, there they are standing in front with a podium in front of the same Supreme Court, and there's Markey, the same guy, and the sign says, expand the court. Here's we need nine, here's expand the court. They couldn't be bigger hypocrites if it were their goal to become bigger hypocrites. Just extraordinary frauds, charlatans, dastardly hypocrites, and Ed Markey is one of many. Let's go back to the audio of the lunatics in front of there. This Mondaire Jones guy, he's the far-right Supreme Court majority. That's a lie. Hostile to democracy. That's the biggest lie any member of Congress has told in modern times. Just fantastical lies that they make up. Stealing seats. I assume that Twitter and Facebook are going to ban them for spreading these outrageous lies that Supreme Court seats were stolen. Oh, wait a minute. Those are part of the Democrat coalition, Twitter and Facebook, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. They are sycophants of the party, subservient to the party, poodles, lapdog billionaires. Or is it the other way around? Perhaps the party leaders are the lapdogs and the poodles for the billionaire oligarchs that control information. You know, information dominance is a powerful weapon to have in your arsenal. All right, so let's get back to Mondaire Jones, who says really inflammatory and false things. He's a black guy. He's an African-American guy. So naturally, they trot out the racial division stuff, which is they just want to make sure they can keep exterminating 40% of the black population, which is the current rate of extermination that the Democrats celebrate every year. Mondaire Jones.
Our democracy faces its greatest test since Jim Crow.
Jim Crow.
From the insurrection at the Capitol to the racist voter suppression being attempted all throughout the United States of America.
This guy's got a future.
The far right is at war with our democracy.
Wow, that was really charged. The far right insurrection, racist Jim Crow, voter suppression. Jim Crow laws were Democrat laws. Voter suppression was Democrat Party suppression. Lynch mobs were Democrat lynch mobs. And then harvesting the organs of 40% of the black population before they leave the starting line, that's another thing for another day. And then it's the far right. Now, I mean, again, these people are the far left. They're the extreme left. They are anti-democratic. They're looking to steal the entire Supreme Court. They're looking to steal the Senate by doing away with the filibuster. They're looking to do away with the Electoral College, which would steal presidential elections in perpetuity and would, you know, we have a level playing field, and the Electoral College creates fairness and equity, as they like to call it, and they would destroy that. And it would go well beyond that as well if they were to get their way. Mondaire Jones continues to be inflammatory and dangerously criminally insane.
Today, bolstered by the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, this court will go further than any other in modern American history.
Lie.
To rig our democracy in favor
Shameless
of the far
lie.
Right and the special interests
lie,
that
lie.
Bankroll them.
Lie, lie.
In doing so, the far right conservative majority
lie.
Will maintain minority rule for generations to come.
Lie.
That is, unless we stop them.
Ooh. Now, I mean, honestly, this is the stuff of 1861. These people are out of control. And if we had a legitimate news media, they'd call them on this stuff. They'd make them a laughing stock. They'd make him a laughing stock. They'd make these people laughing stocks, plural, for the insane things that they said yesterday, the falsehoods that they're peddling about stolen seats and extreme and far right wing and radical. And again, you know, I don't know how many times Republican nominees that become justices have to vote with the Democrat side of the ledger. And then and people on the Democrat side, they never cross over, never, ever. They're reliable left-wing votes in perpetuity. It's the hell with the law and what's right and what's wrong and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They could care less about any of that. That's ridiculous. Now, there's a little glimmer, but you can't believe what she said because she lies quite constantly, too. And next week, she'll say the opposite. And also, she uses weasel words in here, but here is Nanny Pelosi, the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives, and a very corrupt person, an extremely corrupt person. She's what is she stealing, Michael? She's got to be stealing something. They're all stealing something. So she Joe Biden created a commission, I think, 36 people who are lefties, liberals, and Trump haters. That's the spectrum. And they're going to come forward and say, well, we should expand the court to this and that. And the White House yesterday said, well, the president is looking. And what a bunch of halfwits these people are. Honestly, between Joe Biden himself, Kamala Harris, Jen Psaki, what a bunch of lightweights these people are. The rest of the world, and like the serious people in the world, the Chinese and the Russians, are laughing at us, knowing that they're just going to pick our pockets for 4 years. But they're going to lose the Democrats. They're going to lose the House in a landslide next year, just the biggest landslide we've seen in modern times, because they're crazy and the American people are not. And they're burning our cities, and they're stealing stuff and saying that you're stealing it. It's amazing how crazy this discussion has gotten. But here's Nanny Pelosi, of all people, yesterday in the Capitol, saying, well, what do you think, a reporter saying, what do you think about thanking the Supreme Court and packing the Supreme Court? Should we be packing the Supreme Court because the Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court? Now, listen to her carefully chosen words, the Weasley Washington phrasing that she uses. She doesn't have plans to bring this bill to the floor, doesn't have plans to right now. It's a big step, but we're waiting for the commission, which will say something very similar. And Mike the Lib back there, Mike the Lib didn't have a lot of time for Mike the Lib to get out of control, but he got there quickly a little bit. We'll just put three on, and then we'll make it 6-6. Well, that's not how this works. Uh-huh. You know, it's game seven of the World Series. The ninth inning just ended, and you're down 6-3, and you say, well, you want to keep playing until we get three more runs, and we're tied. No. Not only no, but hell no. You know, as Barack Obama famously said, elections have consequences. And, Trump could say, like Obama said, we won, you lost. He said that to John McCain. And then they steamrolled everything that they could, Obamacare on Christmas Eve, party line vote, stealing a fifth of the election. Oh, there's that stealing again. Nanny Pelosi using weasel words yesterday.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. And I think the president's taken the right approach to have a commission to study such a thing. It's a big step. And I have no plans to bring it to the floor.
She has no plans to bring the Democrats' current bill to the floor. But She thinks it's a good idea. It's a good idea. And so she's in favor of it because she's corrupt as hell. She's been here for so long, this Methuselah-like figure. Honestly, she's a danger to Western civilization and all that good stuff. Now, let me hit on this this thing out of Chicago as well. Front page of the Washington Post, because, and again, there was a 16-year-old kid shot and killed by the police with an airsoft gun, a toy gun, just outside of Washington, D.C. earlier this week. It's not been on the front page. It has not been on the front, nor will it ever be on the front page. 16-year-old, what's his name, Michael? I'm blanking on his name right now, but he... 16-year-old who had an airsoft gun, just like Tamir Rice. See, everybody remembers his name. And he was shot and killed in a tragic situation outside of Washington, D.C. earlier this week. See, the Washington Post has had two stories on the very last page, blurbs on the very last page of the B section, the local news section, because he's white. He's a white 16-year-old with an airsoft gun, and he was shot and killed tragically by the police. Yesterday's story, they smeared him by saying he had conservative politics. I'm not sure what George Floyd's politics are, but I could guess. Daunte Wright, I don't know what his politics are, but I could guess. But the news media is not digging into the politics of Daunte Wright and George Floyd and writing about them, are they? No, they're not. Why? Well, because, you know, that would ruin everything. But the Chicago Democrats released video. Yeah, Peyton Ham, thank you very much. Peyton Ham is the 16-year-old's name. And I've talked about him several times this week. And nobody else is going to talk about him, but he was unarmed, right? Right? Ashley Babbitt was unarmed when she was shot to death. She's a 14-year Air Force veteran with no felony warrants out for her arrest. She was shot and killed. No pepper spray, no taser for her. Just bam, you're dead. Thanks for the 14 years in the Air Force. Sorry there weren't any warrants out for your arrest. Amazing stuff. Just these people are just amazing, aren't they? And they can just say the Supreme Court seats were stolen, right? They can say that with impunity, and there's no punishment. There's no penalty for that. Twitter and Facebook, they're okay with that. But you can't say that in Pennsylvania there was any chicanery going on with the election, because then you're canceled. You could be fired. Can't talk about that. All right, Chicago releases video of boy's death. 13-year-old seen raising hands. See, it's hands up, don't shoot. This is the media want to get more racially incendiary stuff going on. But they only tell half the story because they lie all the time. They had three typists writing this too. 13-year-old seen raising hands on officer's orders before fatal shot to chest. Well, yeah, if you're looking at milliseconds, it's like 3/100ths of a second. However, more than 2 weeks after a Chicago police officer shot and killed 13-year-old Adam Toledo, a police oversight agency on Thursday released a video of the March shooting that had set the city on edge. Well, I can't imagine why. City on edge? The country on edge? Washington, D.C. is bracing for riots based on the decision in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. But if you're Peyton Ham or Peyton Ham's family, 16-year-old with an airsoft gun shot to death by the police earlier this week, well, I'm sorry, no attention for you. You can just forget about that. Besides, he was conservative. The graphic video, which the city civilian office of police accountability posted to its website, shows the police officer chasing Adam through an alley. Now, Adam is 13 years old. It's 2:30 a.m. Monday morning. Staying up very late Sunday night into Monday morning. 2:30, he's 13 years old. It's Monday morning. Was he going to school the next day? I guess not. They killed school, too. Through an alley, ordering him to stop and show his hands. Adam appears to stop at the opening in a fence, turn, and raise his hands as the officer fires once, striking him in the chest. The 13-year-old crumples to the ground. The officer immediately calls for an ambulance as he rushes to Adam, turns him over, ask him if he's okay and where he's been shot, and begins chest compressions, trying to save his life. The officer was identified as Eric Stillman, 34 years old, in a police report. And we don't know the name of the police officer on Capitol Hill that shot and killed Ashley Babbitt without any non-lethal, not any warnings. He didn't shout to stop. He didn't use a taser or pepper spray, didn't bop her on the head with a nightstick, didn't punch her in the face, didn't push her back, shot her and killed her. She was unarmed. No warrants, no felony once, no holding people at gunpoint and threatening them for her. No. All right, here we go. Here's the Washington Post. At the point in the video where Adam stops at the fence, he appears to be holding something in his right hand. What could that be? The Washington Post doesn't want to say. Police say it was a gun that was later recovered behind the fence. Well, wait a minute. There was a gun recovered right there where 13-year-old Adam was at 2:30 in the morning. But a lawyer representing the Toledo family said it's not relevant. No, it is relevant. If the individual is a big 13-year-old, if you watch the video, he doesn't look like a little kid, doesn't look like a 13-year-old. He's out there at 2:38. But wait, there's more. But the lawyer, they want to quickly add, says it's not relevant. Because don't you know that he's all about that? Oh, but wait, there's more I've got to get to for you. And the key part is still coming up. You know, when it comes to home insurance, don't we deserve better? When it comes to car insurance, don't we deserve better? Yes, we do. You could put your policy to the test with Gabby, like I did. They literally, Gabby stands for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means getting a better price for the same insurance coverage that you have right now. Who knew? Something like this, it's great. They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison with your current coverage and 40 of the top insurance providers like Travelers and Progressive and Nationwide, all in one place. You take your current insurance information, get started in just a few minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have, and it's free to use. Gabby customers save $961 on average per year, and they never sell your information, so they're not going to sick spam people and robocalls on you. Put your policy to the test like I did and save a lot of money. Get better insurance with Gabby. Get a better insurance. It's completely free, no obligation. You go to gabby.com/plant, gabi.com/plant. That's gabby.com/plant. Yeah, wait till you hear the rest of this. So I ran out the clock on myself. But the important part is coming up. It's not on the front page. You have to dig deeper into the Washington Post to find it naturally, because they're an anti-police newspaper. You know, they're a Democrat newspaper. But I've got it for you coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
All right, I've got the details for you. The most important details, which the Washington Post buried in paragraph number 20. Paragraph number 20 is where you'll find the salient information. Should have been in the first two paragraphs, but they're an anti-police newspaper. It's called the Washington Post. It's run by lefties. And, you know, lefties are out there saying, oh, if the U.S. were a foreign country, we'd invade it to restore order. Well, yeah, that, and it would be because the left was in the other country. That's what would prompt the invasion.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
It's obviously another horrible story. You know, news media has no end of horrible stories. Peyton Ham is not a story that they're covering because the 16-year-old with an airsoft gun. I was looking for it on the Washington Post website now where that they maintain their database of police shootings, fatal police shootings. Peyton Ham has not made it on there yet, but they'll probably say he had a knife because we'll see. The ACLU actually reared their irrelevant head, their corrupt head yesterday, said they want information on the Peyton Ham shooting, but they don't really mean it. So the Washington Post, they're going on the front page, above the fold, Chicago release of video in boy's death, 13-year-old seen raising hands, depending on like how quickly you can freeze frame as the young man spins. So they say, they quote the lawyer as saying, well, it's not relevant if he had a gun right there. No, it's nothing could be more relevant. It's incredibly relevant. That is entirely relevant. But the story goes on. And if you go to the jump, as they say, on the from the front page story on page four, and follow it and go down to paragraph number 12, you'll see. Cook County prosecutors said that Adam, 12-year-old boy, tragically killed, and Reuben Roman, 21 years old, led officers on a foot chase through a Chicago alley around 2:30 a.m. on March 29th, a Monday, staying out late Sunday night. And here's 13-year-old Adam with 21-year-old Reuben Roman. And they're out at 2:30 a.m. Nothing illegal about that. That's fine. Police detained Roman, who had allegedly fired shots at officers while Adam kept running. Wait, hang on a second. And then they just move on from there. And you go another, eight paragraphs later. The department, the police department's shot spotter technology in high crime areas like where we live, they put these devices up on the top of telephone poles and their acoustic sensors, and they listen for things like gunshots specifically, and they can tell what the caliber of the bullet is, what direction the shot came from. The department's shot spotter technology recorded 8 shots being fired. A total of 7 shell casings were found at the scene. 1 mysteriously disappeared. Prosecutors said they matched with the Ruger 9mm handgun found nearby. Prosecutors said that the gun was dropped by Adam, the 13-year-old, near where he was shot after Roman had previously fired it. Now, that's a little bit muddy, but Roman, the 21-year-old, any gang activity here? 2:30 a.m. on a school night, never mind that. With the 13-year-old, there's a Ruger 9mm handgun, the technology, the shot spotter, don't have to take anybody's word for it, 8 shots fired at the police. And then the 13-year-old, who is behaving as someone much older, I knew I was a 13-year-old who behaved like someone much older myself, and then the pistol is found right next to the 13-year-old in a tragic, obviously, situation. Adam is killed. Now, the news media wants you to believe that in the heat of the action at 2:30 a.m. and darkness in a back alley in Chicago, after 8 shots have been fired at police, that the police are supposed to, you know, like act like social workers and try to talk. And the kid is running away, and there's a gun in his hand, and he's spinning, and the police officer is shouting, "Drop the gun, drop the gun." And the kid is spinning toward the police officer, right? And then you do a freeze frame like it's you're doing super slow-mo on an NFL play. Was that foot inbounds or out of bounds? You're looking at a NASCAR finish with 3/100ths of a second between the number one and the number two slot. And they say, well, the police officer should have been able to spot that in 1/100th of a second in a back alley while running with your gun out after shots are fired. You don't know who this person is. He could be 18. He could be 24 years old. There's a gun in the mix. Shots are being fired at the police. It's a high crime area, gang area. Everybody in Chicago's out to get the cops, including the mayor and the city council. Another tragic situation. Now, my question might be, where is parents? Let's start with that. Let's just start with that. And once again, you know, the local heroin dealer in Baltimore is a hero. The guy in Ferguson, Missouri, who shoves the little immigrant out of the way as he robs him and then attacks the police officer in his car. These are the Democrat heroes. These are the people that have scholarships named after them and awards given out in their name. Right, let's go to this CNN stuff because I love this stuff. Yeah, it's also, yeah, Larry points out, good point. The Washington Post, in follow-on references, they refer to 13-year-old Adam by his first name, Adam Toledo. They keep referring, not Toledo, but Adam. They call him Adam. And they only show pictures, just like with, you know, they do in every one of these cases, of the innocent-looking 11-year-old and not the guy with, you know, the gang-colored shirts doing the gang signs with the fingers, posing with the gun and all that, like we have of Dante Wright, just by the way, with the guns and doing the gang signs with the hands. No, 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 no. The news media wants to depict, and they want you to, you know, they want you to feel very deeply for the person that was in the alley at 2:30 a.m. with the shots fired at the police, running away, spinning, and a tragic outcome, a tragic and horrible outcome. And guess whose fault it is? Well, if you're a Democrat in the news media, but I repeat myself, it's obviously the cops are the bad guy, and we should invade the United States of America. And again, I checked the Washington Post website that tracks fatal police shootings, and they do a very good job of tracking, generally, fatal police shootings. They have not added Peyton Ham to their database, but so far this year, 109 Caucasians have been shot and killed by the police. It's actually 110 because Peyton Ham, at least. And also, in terms of unarmed, they say five, and Peyton Ham will wait for the rendering of a verdict there because they say there was a knife there. But an airsoft gun, oh, now that my airsoft gun has failed me, I'm going for my knife. I'm fighting to the death, 16-year-old Peyton Ham. But the reality is, of course, and this database is very useful. Very useful. 265 people have been shot so far and killed by the police in the United States of America, a country of 330 million people. 110 of them, actually, with Peyton Ham, are Caucasian. 52 are African American. 34 Hispanic. 4 other. Asians really need to step up their game in this regard, I think. All right, let's go to this CNN thing, because this CNN thing is a big deal. I think we've got stories on this in our story sheet, too, somewheres. Sorry. Oh, good. Excellent. Excellent. This is the CNN thing. We were playing this yesterday. Now, CNN, this is kind of unbelievable. Well, it's nothing is unbelievable anymore. Project Veritas and James O'Keefe got this guy, this director at CNN, admitting to all kinds of corrupt coverage, right, to corrupting coverage. And hey, I'm sure if it wasn't for CNN, I'm not sure Biden would have won, you know, stuff like that, where he's telling the truth because he's, I think, trying to impress a girl or something at a date. Project Veritas busts CNN director admitting coverage on of black on Asian hate crimes would set back the Black Lives Matter movement. That's the latest thing released. Now, this is also important. Twitter I love this headline. Permanently suspends Project Veritas's James O'Keefe. Notice they should permanently suspend Senator Markey for lying on these other Democrats, for lying about Supreme Court seats being stolen. But they won't. And let me just talk about the English language for a second here. Twitter permanently suspends Project Veritas James O'Keefe. He's planning on filing a lawsuit, I believe, next week against Twitter for this BS. These people are neo-fascists. They're not democratic at all. They are, you know, it's like one of the things I can say. We may have T-shirts and coffee mugs soon. The Democratic Party isn't, just like Friendly Fire isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. And these people that call themselves Democrats are anything but. And Jack Dorsey at Twitter is a power-drunk neo-fascist oligarch who has created a fascist alliance with the fascist Democrat Party. Not to put too fine a point on it. But, you know, keep in mind, Mussolini was a socialist all his life until he jumped over to the fascist party newly formed. And because, you know, they were same thing. And Hitler's party was called the Socialist Workers' Party, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Socialist Workers' Party, just by the way. And then Stalin and Mao and, you know, the gang, the 20th century. Look it up. Twitter permanently suspends Project Veritas. Now, suspends means temporary. So permanently suspending is an oxymoronic non sequitur. Just saying. For the people, the rap and elsewhere, because a lot of them have used this, permanently suspends. Now, you're banned. You're banned. Use the word. It's banned. Suspends means temporary. It's what the word means. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. All right, so let's get to the audio of these clowns. And it starts, let me see, from some of his name is Charlie Chester, the CNN guy. And let's go through him. Charlie, number 26. Here he is talking about how CNN covers Asian hate crimes, anti-Asian hate crimes, being perpetrated by African Americans, which we've seen a great deal of from San Francisco and Oakland to New York City. And then, of course, the hate crime perpetrated by the daughter of longtime Democrat New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. But here's lucky Charlie Chester, CNN director, trying to impress a girl, I think, by talking about how they manipulate the news based on race because it might be detrimental to Democrat Party causes.
I was trying to do some research on, like, the Asian hate, like, you know, the people are getting attacked or whatever. A bunch of men that have been attacking Asian. So I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're trying to, like, help, like, with the BLM, and, like, we're gonna, like, I mean, it's individuals. It's not a people, you know? That's not good. The optics of that are not good.
Trying to help BLM. He's a little hard to hear. What are we doing? See, he looked up, he did research, and it turns out, gosh, an awful lot of people committing these anti-Asian hate crimes are black. And he's like, what are we doing? We can't do this. We're not going to show this. We're trying to help Black Lives Matter. You know, the optics, he said, are not good. So you know what they do? I talk about this all the time. They bury it. The most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore, and that's what Charlie Chester is talking about here. Charlie talking about how they're really trying to help the Black Lives Matter movement, and when you see all these black guys assaulting Asians, it doesn't help the Black Lives Matter movement, so CNN covers it up. They don't cover the news. They cover the news up.
Little things like that are enough to set back movements, you know, because the far left will start to latch on and create a storm. It's like criminalizing an entire people, you know, just easier headlines that way, I guess.
They're afraid of the far left targeting them and saying that you're creating narratives by showing African-American people on surveillance videos assaulting Asian people. So they don't. You may notice that there's video of all kinds of these things. They don't show. If they do show them, they show them for a minute. And yesterday we played some of the audio from Lucky Charlie Chester at CNN talking about how COVID is great for ratings.
Sad news doesn't do well with ratings, you know, like, if you can get someone impassioned, that does really well with ratings. Sad news, back to back to back, doesn't do really well unless it affects them directly. COVID, gangbusters with ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side, which I have a major problem with, that we're tallying how many people die every day. Because I've even looked at it and be like, look at it and be like, let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I rallying for? That's a problem.
Yeah.
That we're doing that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Let's jump to number 29. And it's, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. Let's go to number 30. Let's go to number 30 because I'm running out the clock. Here's Lucky Charlie Chester at CNN talking about how they portrayed Biden as being vital and virile and up for the job, even though they knew he wasn't.
I think we got him through this term. We would always show shots of him jogging, him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, I think that's probably it.
And then here's, hey, we without CNN, I don't think we would have got Trump out of office and gotten Biden into the White House.
Look what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right?
Without saying it, that's what it was. 100%. The goal was to get Trump out of office and to get Biden in office. And we portrayed Biden as running and shots making him look attractive and young and virile with his aviator shades. And if it hadn't been for CNN, I don't think we would have got Trump out of office. He's bragging to a girl in a bar. And so this is the news media. This is how they shade the truth. This is how they hide the truth. We got to take a break here, but this is great stuff by Project Veritas. I think it might be some of their best stuff ever, honestly. And they got caught cold, and they don't care. Here's the thing. The Washington Post season says, yeah, well, that's what we do, too. Then they go to lunch, and they're dating somebody at CNN. Just don't tell their spouses. But it's okay. That's CNN, and they got caught. And for telling the truth, you see, nothing gets you in trouble like the truth. For telling the truth, Twitter has permanently banned, or as the news media likes to say, permanently suspended, because they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. They're just journalists. Don't worry about them. James O'Keefe, he's going to sue them. I hope I end up on a jury awarding him hundreds of millions of dollars from Jack Dorsey.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, Twitter permanently suspends Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, because he revealed the truth about CNN. By the way, that clown he's talking about, the death tracker that they had for COVID on the screen on CNN forever and ever. They don't do that anymore now that Joe Biden's president, because they're shills for the Democrat Party and they're not a news organization. The Washington Free Beacon continues to maintain a COVID deaths ticker on their website, Washington Free Beacon. They actually do the news. And they're counting the number of people that have died from the COVID under Biden, but CNN stopped doing that. Chelsea Clinton, who is an irrelevant nub, has called on Facebook to ban Tucker Carlson. Ban Tucker Carlson. She doesn't know what time his show is on or what channel on her cable dial to find it, but she saw some tweet that said something with a fragmentary sentence. So she is a little, next generation or current generation neo-fascist leftist in the United States. So she wants to ban Tucker Carlson. Again, the Washington Post with a front page style section, full page, the bully pundit. Fox News host Tucker Carlson often launches attacks on journalists, they say, as they launch an attack on a journalist. And once off the air, the zealots who follow him start lobbing hate tweets and death threats. This is one of the most pathetic little weakling stories. I wanted to get more heavily into this, but I couldn't. They went, for example, to, for some inexplicable reason, the Anti-Defamation League, which supposedly looks out for Jewish Americans, urged Fox News, the Anti-Defamation League, called on Fox News to fire Tucker Carlson last Friday for saying in a segment that immigration serves to, quote, dilute the political power, end quote, of Americans. The company refused. Now, I'm sorry, that you quote him saying dilute the political power, and that's his crime, and that's why Chelsea Clinton wants him banned from Facebook. By the way, because I'm not an idiot, I know that the head of the Anti-Defamation League is headed by Jonathan Greenblatt. And Jonathan Greenblatt took that position after leaving the Obama White House. He is an Obama administration official, a lifelong Democrat Party apparatchik. By the way, the Democrat Party is the anti-Semite, anti-Israel party, and has been for a long, long time now. So they quote, they know an Obama administration official.
named one of the best personal finance podcasts. The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.